Today, we'd like to see the title of To Caesar You Shall Go in Book of Acts, chapter 25, verses 1 to 27. To the souls on this online read-through podcast or YouTube channel on this, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 6, and when he had remained among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea. And the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, he commanded Paul to be brought. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2 in verse 9. But Festus, wanting to do the Jews a favor, answered Paul and said, are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and there be judged before me concerning these things? What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 3 in verse 12. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, you have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you shall go. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in the book of Acts 24-27, but after 2 years, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix, and Felix, wanting to do the Jews a favor, left Paul bound. The arrested Paul had been criminally proceeded the first time before Sanhedrin court in Jerusalem, like a trial court, through the discovery of the plot to kill Paul and Paul's Roman citizenship, being forced to Caesarea before Felix, the Roman governor, for a second time criminal procedure, like an appeal court. In the light of the book of Acts 23:1-3, then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. Verse 33, when they came to Caesarea and had delivered the letter to the governor, they also presented Paul to him. Today, the criminal procedure in the United States of America is very similar to the criminal procedure in Rome by its historical development. Right here, Herod family trees, the great-grandson is right there, Agrippa II, and Paul's trial right now is there, Book of Acts 25:13. His sister Bernice is also Drusilla also is her the sister too, right? Verse 1 and 2. Now when Festus had come to the province at 3 days, he went off from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief man of the Jews informed him against Paul, and they petitioned him without the Paul, the defendant. New Roman governor Festus went from Caesarea to Jerusalem to greet the high priest and the chief man of the Jews, who asked Festus to summon Paul to Jerusalem. Verse 3, asking a favor against him, that he would summon him to Jerusalem while they lay in ambush along the road to kill him. Previously, like about 40 conspirators who had vowed not to eat or drink before they had killed Paul, still Jewish leaders would kill Paul in ambush along the way. That is cross reference right there. Verse 4 to 5. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea and that he himself was going there shortly. Therefore he said, Let those who have authority among you go down with me and accuse this man to see if there is any fault in him. Festus refused their petition, and he suggested that let those Jewish leaders come with him to Caesarea and accuse Paul for any faults. Verse 6, And when he had remained among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, he commanded Paul to be brought. Festus stayed more than 10 days in Jerusalem, coming back with them to Caesarea. In the next day, Festus on judgment seat called Paul. Festus did the speedy trial to Paul just in 2 weeks after the appointed office of Roman governor in Israel. Then criminal dependent speedy trial is similar to the Sixth Amendment privilege of a speedy trial in USA in verse 17. Then is verse 7 to 8. When he had come, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood about and laid many serious complaints against Paul when they could not prove. The accusers did not prove Paul's faults, profaning Jews, Mosaic law, temple, or Caesar, as Paul defended no offending in anything at all. When he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against the Caesar, have I offended in anything at all. Verse 9, But Festus, wanting to do the Jews a favor, here, Festus too, because a politician, answered Paul and said, Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and there be judged before me concerning this thing? Festus' desire to give a favor to the Jewish accusers was impossible. Was a partial, not impossible. Not impartial, breaking downs in Roman justice, impartial judge, so partial judge. Festus should have judged this case with dismissal because of their no proof in verse 7, setting Paul free, but he asked Paul to return to the first Sanhedrin court in Jerusalem. Verse 10, So Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat where I ought to be judged. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as you very well know. Paul appealed to Caesar's judgment like the Supreme Court of the United States, U.S., the High Court, or the Third Criminal Procedure Place. Verse 11, For if I am an offense, or I have committed anything deserving of death, I do not object to dying. But if there is nothing in these things of which this man accuses me, no one can deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar. Paul, as a Roman citizen, had the right to appeal, but Festus had the discretion to accept or reject, like USA. So Paul convinced the Festus with the reasons to appeal to Caesar because he had not violated any criminal Roman law, even for deadly penalty. I appeal to Caesar. 12. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you shall go. Festus counseled with the council, like the jury in USA, or assistant judges. He granted Paul's appeal to Caesar. Paul had the desire to come to Romans in a way in the will of God. The Lord called Paul to bear witness at Rome. Here, God's will and Paul's conviction was clear. While Paul was imprisoned for 2 years for his dedication, Paul might figure on paying for his own transportation, like Philip or Tower Coast. However, he did not bribe to Felix for earlier release, waiting patiently for a way in the will of God. Now, on his perfect time, God's perfect time, Paul's dedication to go to Rome was to appeal to Caesar in Rome. He got to Rome by courtesy of the Roman government. That's the way in the will of God for Paul the prison. So, often our Lord reveals to us a general overall plan, but yet many times there is an interval of time before God works out that plan. And sometimes in that interval of time, we begin to get a little impatient and we try to take things in our own hands or our own flesh. Abraham believed that God's promise of his descendants like stars, but impatiently accepted Hagar in flesh upon his wife's suggestion before God worked out that plan at his 100th age. Today, Hagar's descendants had a lot of conflict with the Israelites, all kinds of wars between Israel and Arab. Oh, what's the difference it makes when I am doing something in the flesh in the interval of time and I am doing something led by the Spirit? God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are more in number than the sand. So we should be sensitive to the direction of the Spirit, whose sword is the Word of God. I have bungled so many things when I try to do it myself. But then, when you wait upon the Lord, you see Him work things out. It's always so smooth. It's always so effortless. It's always flexible to the truth. It's always so perfect when God does it. So Paul is now destined to Rome in his time and in a way of the will of God. It's all cross-reference right there. So we should learn the Spirit led him best. Verse 13, and after some days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to greet. Agrippa the first. Bernice was his sister and mistress. Drusilla also was his sister. Later, she became the mistress of Titus, Roman soldier to fall Jerusalem in 70 AD, whose father was Vespasian, the Caesar, who began to build the Colosseum in Rome. They came to Caesarea from Jerusalem to greet the new Roman governor Festus. See, Herod family trees supra. Verse 13. And after some day, King Agrippa Bernice came to Caesarea to greet Festus. When they had been there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, there is a certain man left a prisoner by Felix, about whom the chief priest and elders of Jews informed me when I was in Jerusalem, asking for judgment against him. The herald palace was in Caesarea too, as well as in Jerusalem. The king and his sister stayed for many days. Then Festus talked about Paul, who was in a prison at Herod Palace. Click on, you may see in the picture. 16. To them I answered, it is not the custom of the Romans to deliver any man to destruction before the accused meets the accusers face to face and has the opportunity to answer for himself concerning the charge against him. The chief priest and the elders ask Festus to judge against Paul, but the Festus answered that Festus the judge could not force a criminal proceed against Paul, the criminal defendant, unless the Paul confronted the accusations, paid to accusers for accusation. It was similar to the Fifth Amendment provision against compulsory self-incrimination in USA. 17 and 18. Therefore, when they had come together without any delay, the next day I sat on the judgment, commanded the man to be brought to end. When the accusers stood up, they brought no accusation against him of such things as I supposed. Festus exercised the speedy trial without delay. Without any delay. The next day, followed Paul in verse 6, calling Paul and the accusers. Verse 19, but had some questions against him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. The accusers had the burden of proof according to Roman law, not bringing any proof for the accusation. Paul was cross-examined to testify that Jesus is alive from the dead. That is the reason, Lord. Peter, thank God, because we have a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Paul was not ashamed of the gospel, whose center is his death with bloodshed and his resurrection. As we are learning, 2022. And because I was uncertain of such questions, I asked whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judged concerning these matters. But when Paul appealed to be reserved for the decision of August, I commanded him to be kept till I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I also would like to hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, you shall hear him. Festus was not sure of the matters about Jesus' resurrection, asking Paul to go to Sanhedrin court in Jerusalem. But Paul appealed the present case to Caesar. But Festus, through the conferred council in verse 12, granted Paul to appeal, who was kept to be sent to Caesar. Agrippa the king told him, wanting to hear the case. 23 up to 27. So the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and had entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city of Festus, commanded Paul was brought in. And Festus said, King Agrippa and all the men who are here present with us, we see this man about whom the whole assembly of the Jews petitioned me, both at Jerusalem and here in Caesarea, crying out that he was not fit to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing deserving of death, and that he himself had appealed to August is at that time, the Caesar, August. I decided to send him. I had nothing certain to write to my Lord concerning him, because nothing found anything. Therefore, I have brought him out before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the examination has taken place, I may have something to write. For it seemed to me unreasonable to to send a prisoner and not to specify the charges against him. Very clear, so reasonable. Our God is the reasonable. Always God wants, you know, let us reason together. In the next day, Festus called all accusers and Paul in the auditorium before Agrippa. Festus presented Paul's case about nothing guilt to deserve a death penalty, desiring a charge through the examination to send Paul to Caesar. Paul had another opportunity to testify to alive Jesus from the dead before all of them. As we preach the word, not only in season, but also out of season, anytime, because a hearer might become born-again Christian or become mature from carnal Christian, if our Lord permits. So, that on. We covered all three questions continually. You may pray for Iranians. Right now, it's one of the fastest-growing conversion rate of Christianity, that is Iran. Also, EU missions. So, because of Sola Dea Gloria, all glory for God, for those on the EU mission from next month, the mobile app has been launched with the board. Invite you to review any e-book that encourages others to dive into our expositional study and grow in their knowledge of Jesus. If the Lord wills, please consider doing so. Use the code review for free access and Calvary for a 30% discount. So right here. So keep on prayer. If your heart is willing, you're feeling willing, so go ahead. Christian population and by country. So all the others, all pages, other mission, early prayer cast and prayer and so on. So let's sing all together the brochure, last one, Maranatha song.